Yakuza. Yakuza. Yakuza Kick Radio. Anyone listening? Anyone listening? Knock, knock. Listen, listen. This is Sammy Callahan, and you're listening to him on Yakuza Kick Radio. You better all listen.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
That's Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Well, this is Mr. Insanity, Toby Fine, and if you're not listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, then you're weird.
Oh. All you had to do was listen to Yakuza Kick Radio, but you didn't. Now look at that guy, homie. Fuck that. Black G, out.
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
And you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, the best in internet wrestling radio, period, bar none, just like Adam Cole.
Yakuza Radio, love the name, Yakuza.
Yakuza Kick Radio has risen from the ashes of bad internet radio and become the premier place for any independent professional wrestler to stop and record their voice.
Jerry Cat and fucking Eric Lawrence cannot fucking keep this from the public, that they are fucking dyed-in-the-wool, true blue fucking members of fucking Cult Fiction, and motherfuckers need to keep that shit in fucking mind.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. That's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
J-Cat Morris and Eric Williams, your hosts of Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio. Yakuza Kick Radio.
Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. It is Thursday, August 25th, 2011. I am your host, J-Cat Morris, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Eric Williams. What's poppin', Eric?
Oh, nothing. Fucking Blog Talk Radio is at it again with fucking technical difficulties.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah, big time. I scheduled the show for 3 hours, and it's only telling me 2 hours,
huh.
Which is fucking odd as shit.
That's not good. Well, anyway, what else is going on?
Nothing. You know, just a fucking. How about this? Earthquake. How about that shit?
The earthquake was pretty entertaining, to be honest. I felt that and everything. Some people did, some people didn't. But that's only you know, at this point in the back of my mind, because my goddamn house is about to blow away in a fucking hurricane in a couple of days. So. You know, a little bit stressed out about that. If I'm a little off, you know, mentally, I'm not quite on the ball with the stuff that I'm trying to come off with. It's because my fucking house is going to blow away in 2 days. So, you know, kind of puts you off a little bit.
I don't want to hear. Well, the other thing, everything's going to be taken care of. I mean.
Oh, yeah, my house is going to be taken care of by a fucking hurricane. So, anyway, tonight our special guest is going to be Sammy Callahan, and, pretty excited for that, as always, and, you know, we're just waiting on Sammy, but otherwise, you know, we got a lot of other stuff to talk about as well. You know, we'll get into the abortion that is WWE, we'll get into, you know, random indie news, different things, train wrecks such as Matt Hardy, and much, much more.
Oh, yeah,
so,
definitely.
And who knows what else. I mean, there's so much out there to talk about, so we'll see. Yeah,
it's been about a week since our last show. Last week was interesting.
Yes, it was.
I got a new phone out of it.
Yeah, you got another phone because your phone blew up during the show, and while I was talking to Reggie, and you know, what can you do?
Yeah, Reggie. Yeah, and Reggie says hello. You know, once again.
Yes, yes.
I'm pretty sure he said some shit about calling in later. I don't know if that's gonna happen.
I mean, if we got time, we got time. If not, it's not, you know. Oh, it's funny.
Yeah.
I'm watching this thing that's pointing fucking arrows at this fucking Irene bitch right at, like, my house on the news. It's got this shit. It's just like a direct fucking line, and then it shows my house, and it's got a line going through it. Yeah.
Not really.
It's right on the news. Yeah, they're like, it's like, look at it come right up the coast through J-Cat's house. Isn't that a fucking, isn't that some shit? Nice.
Wow.
It actually comes, through my duct pen and out my picture window in the front of the house. It's quite an insane little turn it does.
Yeah. We're supposed to get hit with fucking 7 inches of rain over here.
Yeah. The rain don't bother me. 120, you know, mile an hour winds is a little more worrisome. Right now, your Eagles are up.
Preseason.
Vic got
only
lit up. Yeah, Vic got lit up before. I was hoping he didn't get up, but he did. He did.
Good.
What can you do? You know, he's a resilient
bastard.
What's
the score? What's the score for the fans at home?
Let me see. I just went off my screen, so they're actually up 17-0 right now on Cleveland.
Ooh.
So, it's pretty enormous.
Not good for Cleveland. How about that San Francisco game the other day? How about that?
You know, that's the problem there. The problem there is, you know, we got the win. Well, you know, for San Francisco standards these days, we actually dominated 17-3. Wow, you know, in the end zone twice. Braylon Edwards caught a ball that, honestly, anybody else, it would have been an overthrown, incomplete pass by fucking Alex Shipbag Smith. And he made just like a one-hand reaching fucking unbelievable grab to make like a 50-yard completion out of it. So, yeah, thank God for that guy. Maybe he'll make Alex Smith fucking halfway credible. And maybe we'll, you know, go 8-8 or something. That would be nice. Something, you know, at least break even. Christ. But anyway, so, you know, we get the win, but of course we can't just get a win and have it be a good thing. You know, in the parking lot, people got shot, all sorts of just more fan bullshit, you know, violence in the fucking California area with the sports, from the Dodger-San Francisco game to the San Francisco-Oakland game. Like, you know, these guys get together, and a lot of people have, you know, different things to say about the East Coast, and I'm the first one to say that Philly fans are fucking assholes, but, you know, I don't remember seeing them on the news of shooting people. So, I mean, I got to give them a little bit of credit there for at least keeping it to just being fucking verbally abusive and fucking, I think the one guy like threw up on the girl, the little girl a while back. Yeah, that happened. I think it was a Phillies game last year.
I thought you were talking about the 49ers.
No. But, you know, so like stuff like that, of course, you know, they threw batteries at Santa Claus and these type of things. But, you know, they're not, you know, fucking shooting people in the parking lot. So I guess it's, you know, give them a little bit of credit for that because it's terrible.
Hey, where the hell
are you in the chat room? That shit's
got to
stop. I don't know. I don't even think I'm in the chat room. Hold on. I didn't even do that part. I'm worried about fucking hurricanes.
Nina's in the chat room, so what's going on?
Okay, okay, let me see. Okay, great. There's three people in the chat room. Or you're not even in there, so how are you asking me?
You just kicked me out. There's another user has logged in to this account, and you are disconnected.
Oh, how about that? Yeah, we have quite a listenership. Apparently we're getting all our listens on download, or they just don't want to be in the chat room. That's fine.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
What can you do?
Fucking
so, yeah, man, you know, there's some different shit going on in the NFL. I wasn't aware until just the other day that Reggie Bush actually went to Miami.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, I had no idea that. I mean, obviously, I guess it's not as big of a deal, so. But,
Are you going to start it or what?
The what?
Is he going to start it for Miami or what?
No, I think he's going to be like the second back. I forget who they got as their primary back to be like the lead guy. But
not Ronnie. We got Ronnie. We got Ronnie Brown, baby. Ronnie Brown.
I'm well aware of everybody that your Eagles have gotten. But how'd that work out last week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fuck that shit. Fuck last week, all right? Yeah, how about them fucking... How about them shooting guns? Shooting guns. They like to shoot guns.
Huh. I don't remember anyone in a uniform shooting guns. Whatever, dude. it is what it is. WWE... I think we could probably wait on that because I'm going to get pretty fired up about it. Just waiting on our guest. They actually had to cancel. There was supposed to be a 1PW show this weekend, and they had to cancel it because the hurricane was going to blow that building down, too.
Not 1PW, 1CW.
1CW, my bad. 1CW was supposed to have their show. Sean Hardy and them were, you know, running the show down there in Delaware. And, their building was going to get blown down as well, or was going to be used as your shelter for other buildings that were blown down in this fucking hurricane. So, unfortunately, they had to cancel their event. I was going to talk up their event.
IPW is running this weekend too.
Oh, they are. Okay, see.
So yeah.
There's
too
many
eyes.
No,
they must have run last week. That match happen already.
Oh, you mean Insanity Pro?
Yeah, did that happen last weekend?
Oh, Insanity Pro was last weekend. Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yeah, they're actually running this weekend as well. They're running an autism benefit. Main event is going to be Drake Younger versus Isaiah. Anybody in the, you know, area out there, Indiana, go check them out. You know, they're doing their thing, supporting a really good cause. They just put on a big, big 10-year anniversary show, and I'm sure this show is really not going to stop the momentum. They got a lot of big things going on. They're doing a lot of the same stuff that CZW is doing, including teaming with CZW for a lot of things. They're teaming with CZW. They're teaming with Dragon Gate. You know, CZW is teaming with them. They're teaming with Dragon Gate. So there's a lot of cooperation going on in the indies, and that's a really good thing to see because it's only going to lead.
Insanity Pro is doing something with Dragon Gate?
Yes, they are.
Really?
On September 9th, Dragon Gate is working in Indiana, and I think that's like a doubleheader type thing. And September 10th, they're working in Indiana as well. So they're going to be doing a doubleheader out there that weekend.
Word.
Yeah. Let me tell you about a fucking match that they have down for that show. AR Fox, Rich Swann, and Pac versus Ricochet, Sima, and Tozawa.
What?
And because Pac and Ricochet have a big feud going on, the only way the match can end is if one of those two pins the other guy. So that is going to be an unbelievable match. I mean, that match is going to go – it should go long form, and I cannot even imagine the amount of – I mean, the talent in that match is through the roof. I don't even know how they can contain that shit in a ring. Insanity.
Insanity Pro.
Yes, it is Insanity. But it is a Dragon Gate USA, show. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's the Saturday show. I believe that will be an iPay-per-view. And these guys will tear it the fuck up. I think I may be wrong on that one. I think that one actually might be the Friday show. And then they do have the one-on-one of Pac versus Ricochet on Saturday iPay-per-view. Yeah, that's the deal.
Is AR Fox going to be in Philly on the 10th?
No, I don't believe so. Let me double-check on that.
That's fucking horseshit.
Horseshit, eh?
No, that's more horseshit. Why do we get screwed out of fucking, these fucking deals? Why can't we get guys like fucking...
Oh, I'll tell you why. because AR Fox will be teaming in a no disqualification match with Sabu versus part of the Dirty Ugly Fucks in Arrow Cannon and Pinky Sanchez. That's why AR Fox will not be there.
What? We get screwed. CCW gets screwed out of these fucking things. It's like, oh, we'll do some fucking deals. Yeah, you can run a show in fucking Philly.
Now, to mention, Sammy will be there as well.
So Sammy's not even going to be at CCW on September 10th.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, people got to figure out what bookings they're taking. He's in a four-way match, and you know, the winner gets to book a future match for his stable, and that's Masato Yoshino, Haruki Doi, Sammy Callahan, and Chuck Taylor. So it's going to be a hell of a four-way. The night before, Sammy gets to fight Haruki Doi one-on-one, first time ever match. So,
word.
Know,
good fucking match.
Of course, I mean, as far as me sitting in Philly, you know, there's a lot of talent that's going to be missed. We would love to see Rich Swann back, and he's going to be out there. AR Fox, of course. But, you know, you can only spread talent out so much, and these guys, they got to go out there and they got to, you know, blow the roof off of another building that night, and that's just the bottom line. So, you know, what can you do? Indie wrestling, that's what it is, man. It's only so much talent to be had, and you know, we get the privilege of seeing a lot of this top talent year-round in CZW. You're not always going to see it. And
oh, my gosh. It's horseshit. I'm not happy about that. That's bullshit.
Well, you know, I'm not either, but in the same token, you know, as far as the Dragon Gate promotion goes, they're doing their thing. You know, we had discussed in the past, too, that you know, it seems like every time CCW partners up with somebody, they don't benefit from it whatsoever. And this just echoes, you know, the sentiments of that. But again, the other company's looking really good, and I can't really hate them for looking good because that's, you know,
right.
Each company needs to get better. And if it's the same talent that makes all these companies better, then I guess we got to do a lot of sharing and trading off and all that type of stuff. So we can only hope that CCW actually gets something out of it. You know, they're doing their they're doing a double shot with Dragon Gate USA in November in the in South Philly. They're also doing a double shot with Insanity Pro in November, or a week before that, in Indiana. So, you know, CCW's working a lot of shit too.
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah, I would love to see CCW fucking, you know, taking some of these Dragon Gate guys, but it'll never happen.
I mean, that's just, I don't know. That's, yeah, I definitely have an opinion very similar to that because, it's not likely that we're going to get a whole shit of Dragon Gate guys other than the guys that we already get, you know, that are,
right.
You know, more so our guys than they are theirs. So, I mean, what can you do?
Right. Yeah.
But, yeah, just waiting on our guest. What else do I got? Just that. Melina. Melina got released by the WWE, as everybody knows. Her boyfriend, John, the delusional masterpiece Morrison, he's running around calling her the best diva to ever wrestle, period. The best diva, the best women's wrestler in the world. Like, he's just stroking her ego up and down and this and that. And I've heard a couple different reports. Apparently, from what I'm hearing, she actually did get booked in Shawn the Mix promotion, WSU. You know, they run a great promotion and stuff. Apparently, she's going to wrestle Serena Deeb. And from the reports I've heard, she's getting paid $1,200. And I don't know. I just
there was a report of her making $3,000, but that report was refuted, and you know, it was clarified that, you know, that's what she had said to one promoter, and then when she, you know, when people all weren't paying her $3,000,
she lowered her price a little bit. Yeah, well, either way, here's my opinion on that. Melina, I always thought she was one of the better WWE divas before her injury. When she got injured, she came back with ring rust, and really, it really hasn't been that long since her injury. So she really hasn't shook off the ring rust as much as I would have liked to seen her. And I don't know, man. Like, her being, like, on the market now, I don't think her going price should be as high as it could be, you know, with her at her top, you know, at her top capabilities. However, I don't know. Like, the thing is, you know, they got a company over there where Mercedes Martinez went 90 minutes, supposedly the longest women's match ever, 90 minutes with a girl named Lexus. And that's unbelievable stuff. You know what I mean? Like, if anyone should be getting paid $1,200, it should be Mercedes Martinez, you know, or her opponent, or Sarah Del Rey, or some of the girls that are busting their ass on the indies and have been, and have, you know, been the faces of that company. I mean, to just bring in an outside name and pay them more than Mercedes is making. Now, granted, I don't know what Mercedes is making. So, you know, I mean, if this guy has the cash and he's paying her right, and he's bringing someone else in and paying them, that's completely fine. But I have a feeling she's not getting paid to the tune of $1,200 a show. But I hope I'm wrong, and I hope she is, because she's tremendous. And I just think that whole, you know, I was in the WWE, so now you owe me this, is a bunch of shit. You know, like, talent is talent, whatever. Put in your work, and then get paid for what you're worth. That's you know, how I see it. Not a promoter, so, or a booker, or any of that stuff, so really have no say in the deal. And if people want to spend their money, they can spend it on what they want, you know.
Right.
It's it just caught me by surprise when I seen that shit. I was like, wow, I didn't even think WSU, you know, as respectable of a company as they are, and as much as they put women's wrestling in a really good light, and, you know, put on great shows and all that stuff, and, you know, built a reputation to be a very, very credible company. I didn't think they were paying anybody to the tune of $1,200. I didn't think they were bringing that type of money, but, you know, I mean, it was just all shock to me, so.
Yeah, this is crazy. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make
sure.
Now, I'm just, this commercial just popped up on my TV. I'm still, like, completely not understanding why CM Punk doesn't have a 7-Eleven collectible cup.
Oh, well, if you send an email to 7-Eleven, maybe they'll make a CM Punk cup.
Well, I don't think it involves an email. He actually cut a promo on TV about getting collector's cups and ice cream bars and all this stuff. And although WWE's attempt at getting the ice cream bars relaunched was shot down by Good Humor, they were not interested in making WWE ice cream bars at this time. 7-Eleven apparently picked up the ball with that, but you would figure the guy that's all the buzz of the WWE right now would actually have his face on the cup. Instead, you know, they put The Rock, Stone Cold. I mean, two guys that clearly aren't really, like, the face of WWE right this minute. They're still kind of being featured a little bit, but, you know, come on. We're still really doing that? And then you got, you know, Mr. Number One in the PWI 500, and The Miz, and, you know, John Cena. So, whatever. I don't understand that stupid magazine. I just, every time I mention it or think about it, it just irks me. They drop people down when the people have excelled. They put people up when the guys haven't done shit. Like, I just don't get it. Probably not meant to. So, what else do we want to get into right quick?
Let's see what we can go into. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what else we can get into. I'm trying to think. JSCW is running the 10th.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. They're deciding to go against CZW as well.
So I think
they're sticking that 10th. I don't understand what's the big deal with the 10th. Why don't they just pick like the 17th or something? Or the 24th or something? Why does it pick the 10th?
I don't know. Everybody's got to run on the 10th. It's just,
everybody likes to run that second Saturday in the month.
All right. Except for CCW in October, they're running the first Friday of the month.
I don't understand that shit. One bet. Who runs on a Friday in October?
CZW.
No fucking sense. First they run a January Friday and then October Friday. What's the point of that? Anyway.
I believe we have a caller.
Let me go screen that call.
Well, we're just waiting for the call.
They hung up.
Oh, okay. Well, false alarm.
I thought it was Sammy, and I was saying Yakuza. Hold on, let me sure it's Sammy.
Okay, we got a caller calling back in, so we'll have to see what's going on. All right.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
That would be me. He's a funny guy. That Eric. So, just waiting to see what's going on. So, we'll have to get into some other stuff. Really don't know. He's still screening. Ah, boy. Let's see what's going on.
Alrighty. You there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have our guest?
We have our guest.
All right. I'd like to welcome back to the show at this time the Callahan Death Machine, Sammy Callahan. What's going on, Sammy?
Hold on one second. Come on, Blog Talk. Are you fucking serious?
Apparently. Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
It says it's still got him on hold.
Yeah, I'm pressing the button to put him on the air. Try to press that button. The one on the left of that.
Right. You there, Sammy?
I'm here.
Awesome.
Are you there? That's the real question.
Absolutely. Block Talk fucking kills me. I can't deal with this shit. So what's going on, Sammy?
Not much, man. I'm up in fucking Deer Park, New Jersey for NYWC tonight. Freaking had to step away from the building so I can take your guys' call. Want to be on Yakuza Kick, man. I can't let you guys down.
Awesome, man. Thank you for coming on. I figure we, you know, pick up where we left off since, I mean, we talked to you many, many months ago. And, catch up with you, and since we last talked to you, you had won the 16 carat tournament.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, including in that, you went over Davey Richards and everything else. I mean, how was that whole experience?
It was amazing, man. Freaking 16 carat. It's one of, if not the biggest tournament in all of Europe right now. It's built a lot of steam over the last couple of years. They bring in some of the best wrestlers from all over the world. This year's had El Generico, Go Shiozaki, Davey Richards, Big Van Walter, Tommy N, freaking Daisuke Sakamoto. Like, the names go on and on for this tournament. And,
yeah.
Like, that was my coming out party, man. Like, that was probably one of the best moments of my entire career, getting to go over to Germany once again, win one of the biggest tournaments in Europe, and show why I'm one of the best pro wrestlers in the world right now, and I'm going to keep doing what I do until I get the respect that I deserve. And, like, I'm slowly starting to get it, and I think 16 Karat was a big turning point for that.
Yeah, definitely. What was Davey like in the ring?
Davey Richards, he is the best of the world right now. Like, he's the guy that freaking everyone puts the measuring stick up to right now. He's the guy that hits the hardest. He's the guy that goes the hardest. He's a fucking cardio machine. Like, he can go in there and have a match for 60 minutes and not have an ounce of sweat on him. He's the best of the best right now. He's like I said, he's the fucking measuring stick of professional wrestling.
Yeah, that's awesome. He's just one of those guys for sure. Yeah, I got to get my hands on that one. Another one shortly after, you know, another huge, huge tournament on another plane was the best of the best.
Another tournament I went to the finals of. This is actually like the seventh tournament in the last 3 years that I've been to the finals of. And it was the third that I had won that year. Freaking first round, I got to wrestle Jake, Chris, and A.R. Fox, two of the best high flyers in independent wrestling right now. Second round, got to go one-on-one with Daisuke Sakamoto, who has to be one of my favorite opponents who I've wrestled all over the fucking world. And in the finals, one-on-one with Adam Cole, freaking guy. But this time, you know what, he showed his true colors and he kind of screwed me out of the tournament and screwed me out of another trophy. So that's a guy that I'm still, like, pretty pissed at. And once I get back in the ring with him, I'm probably going to hurt him.
Yeah, of course. And that Sakamoto match, I mean, that definitely stood out and, you know, showed what you're able to fight through and you know, a tremendous match. I mean, that guy is a beast.
He's a beast, yeah. He's a freaking gorilla. Like, man, man's 5'10", almost 300 pounds of solid muscle, and he can pick me up with one arm and throw me out of the ring if he really wanted to. He's a complete animal.
Yeah, when we had DJ on previous to the Best of the Best, he tried to explain to me why.
I'm sorry that you had DJ on there. I know that was probably a barn burner of an interview.
Yeah, he tried to explain to me why Sakamoto is still a junior heavyweight because he's short. I said, okay, all right.
I don't know bad reasoning, but I would say he's still, he's kind of a junior heavyweight, like, just because of how quick he is, but, like, that doesn't make him a junior heavyweight. Like, I have to disagree with DJ on that one. Sakamoto, not a junior heavyweight, but it was freaking awesome to have him in Best of the Best. Like,
absolutely. Honestly,
I don't think Best of the Best should be an all junior heavyweight tournament. It should be 8 to 12 guys that can fucking go in the ring and are some of the best young and up and coming talent in the world. Like I think by making it a junior heavyweight tournament, it really pigeonholes itself. Like that like eliminates a lot of amazing talent that could be in the tournament.
Of course. I just asked him, being Sakamoto's in there, this is an open weight tournament again. He said, no, technically short enough where he's still fine. I said, all right, dude, whatever. But the next day after that, you know, tremendous tournament that, you know, you put on, great, great tournament. I mean, obviously you should have won it, but the next day you got to actually work a match that you were supposed to work a while before that in working Jun Kasai. How did that go, man?
Yes, the match that should have happened back on Christmas Day in Japan, but Mr.
Yes.
Sammy Callahan had the very big fortune of getting deported from Japan and spending all of Christmas Eve in Hawaii trying to get back to the United States. So WXW was cool enough. They're like, you know what? Screw it. Like, it was supposed to happen in Japan. Like, I think it's a match that's going to make a lot of money, and they're the first guys to book it. And, like, I'll thank them every day for that. That's a match that I would never get up. I got to get one-on-one with a wrestling legend from Japan, Jun Kasai, and I could not have been happier with it.
Yeah.
And by the time we had wrestled that weekend, man, like, I have to say, we were both a little worse for wear. That was my eighth match of the weekend, and that was Jun Kasai's third death match of the weekend. Third match after having two hellacious death matches the night before. So freaking, we were both a little worse for wear. I had no voice at that point, and at one point he kissed me. So, all in all, like, I have to say, it was probably it was a good day for myself.
that's crazy stuff, man.
I mean, and he did give me tongue. Don't get me wrong. It was not just a normal kiss. I definitely taste monkey teeth, monkey lips, and monkey tongue right in my mouth.
That must be a Japanese thing.
I'm not being racist. Call him a monkey. He's the crazy monkey. I was saying it because that's his name.
Of course.
Do not take that the wrong way. Sammy right. Callahan does not like racism. Racism is no good.
Right. That must be a Japanese thing, man. Because I've seen them do that in a Tournament of Death with Jockey and Takeda.
I really don't know. It's not just them. Like, it just happens. The night before, after Danny Havoc and Jun Kasai, Blood All Over Philadelphia had one of the most hellacious freaking matches I've seen in the arena in a long-ass time. They made out in the ring for a good 15 seconds, and Danny Havoc grabbed him by the waist. I think Danny liked it a little bit. I guarantee he'll say, oh, no, I didn't like that. He liked it. He was grabbing the waist. He was kissing back.
Nah,
I did not
kiss back. Drunkard. Blame it on the alcohol.
I did not kiss back. Danny Havoc did.
But, another thing I want to ask you about is the stable that you got going over in Dragon Gate USA.
D period F period.
Yes, that would be the one.
Yeah, man, we're a bunch of dirty, ugly fucks. What can I say? I mean, me and Eric Hanley together, that's a no-brainer. Like, that's something that should have had happened a long-ass time ago somewhere, and this is just the first place this has happened. Like, me and him compliment each other really well, and then we go out and get fucking hammered at the bar afterwards. So it's a win-win situation. And now, by doing this gimmick, fans think it's okay to buy us drinks at shows. So now, as soon as we get done in our matches, we have fans coming up wanting to drink with us. Ever since I've done this gimmick, I have not spent one penny on an alcoholic beverage after a wrestling show in quite some time. And I have to say, that's definitely a plus. Because I've spent quite a few dollars at the bar after shows and then went home with like $25 at the end of the night.
That's a good gimmick for you then, man. How did that come together?
It was something that Dragon Gate hit me up. They're like, we want you and Ken to be together. I'm like, okay, I think it's fucking awesome. And it was one of those things, everything just kind of clicked. And now we have Pinky Sanchez with us. The name's the name. Like, could you pick three dirtier, uglier fuckers than us three? I mean, I think we complement each other very well. Like, Pinky might be a little smellier than us, but he's definitely a dirty, ugly fuck.
Have you ever
smelled the kid, really? Have you ever been in the ring with him? I have. He definitely fucking smells. Like, the reason he puts his hands down his pants, the fish hooks people, because that's a legit submission move. I'm surprised someone has not legitimately tapped out in the middle of the ring during that. Dirty Sanchez himself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tremendous thing, man. And I'm glad to see you guys doing really, really good over there in Dragon Gate and just, you know, really spreading it around. You know,
I'm killing shit, man. That's what I do. Like, everywhere I go, I kill it. Like, there's only one speed for me, and that's 185 miles an hour everywhere I go. I don't care if it's NYWC up in Deer Park. I don't care if it's CZW. I don't care if it's Dragon Gate. I don't care if it's Force One. I don't care if it's WXW. Anywhere I work, I'm going to go out there, and no matter what, I'm going to have one of the best matches on the card because I give 110% every time I step in the ring. I don't know any other speeds. It's go big or go home for me. Like, that was the whole reason I created this crash style. Like, it's crash or be crash. Like, that's not just wrestling. That's how I live my life. Like, so, like, that's just how things are.
Yeah. Speaking of a match, I think speaks very well to what you just said. I took this as a personal birthday gift to me because it was only a couple of days before my birthday, and that was
Well, happy birthday, J-Cat.
Well, this is a while ago, but I'm saying...
Well, happy belated birthday, J-Cat.
Okay, well, thank you, but...
I gotta earn my brownie points with Yakuza Kick, man.
What's that?
I said I gotta earn my brownie points with Yakuza Kick. You gotta put you over, man, put you back on, you know. Play the policy game.
You're well over with us. Every show starts with Sammy Callahan yelling Yakuza, so it's all good.
I think every show in the history of ever should start with Sammy Callahan. Could you imagine, like, Angry Beavers or Rugrats back on Nickelodeon start with me running up and be like, welcome to Rugrats, motherfuckers!
Right. So the match I'm talking about was a Jersey All-Pros match that you had with Low-Ki, which was a dream match. As soon as I seen how intense you were and, you turned that corner and you were just knocking everybody out, just taking everybody out. You know, putting on the hardest hitting matches that I've seen in a long, long time. And I think Low-Ki was in, you know, WWE or wherever he was at the time. But once he came back on the indies, I was like, it's going to happen. And it got booked. What was that match like for you?
Well, like you said, that was a match a lot of people would want to see. A lot of people had came up to me, and Jersey All-Pro was the first place that booked it. And it was one of those matches, like I said, it's go big or go home. It's crash or be crash. So that night, I just happened to get crashed. We were going toe for toe, strike for strike, and I got hit directly on the fucking line of my chin. That is the knockout button. And I got knocked the fuck out. I'm not afraid to say it, because everyone's been knocked out before. This is actually my second time I've been knocked out. I also got knocked out by the Necro Butcher in IWA Mid-South when I first got in there.
Right.
Me and Low-Key, we were battling. We went at it. He knocked me out. But this is what I have to say. Even though I got knocked out, a lot of people that's wrestled Low-Key have got knocked out and they didn't get back up. When I got knocked out, I got back up and I wrestled another 15 to 20 minutes after that. So I have to say I got to put myself over for one there. I have to say that shows like how intense and how much I can really take. Like that's the whole purpose of crash style. If I'm not going to go in there and take a beating, I'm not going to go in there at all. Like it's just one of those things. You're not always going to win. You're not always going to be the guy that knocks people out. You're not always going to be the guy that makes people submit. Sometimes you're just going to go in there and someone's going to rock you and then you're going to get your ass beat. And on that night, I got fucking rocked.
Yeah, but, I mean, you definitely brought it to a guy who a lot of people can't even come close to, so...
Yeah, I don't
mean,
feel bad about it. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, you got knocked out by Low-Key. I'm like, oh, fucking well. I got back up, and when I woke up, I started chopping him. When I woke up, I started headbutting him. And then I got knocked out again in the match, and I woke up, and I started spitting on him. And then he might knock me out again, and I woke up, and I started Saito suplexing him. It's just how I roll. That match in my head, like, a lot of stuff never even happened. I remember when I first got knocked out. I didn't even know I got knocked out. I got knocked out, kicked out of the ring. And then when I finally woke back up, I was in the ring. So in my head, we were trading shots, and that never quit. It just went from us slapping to me chopping him. But there was probably a good 30 to 40 seconds gap of me being knocked out on the ground. But when I woke up, I went right back to business.
Right. Now, for some reason, problems happened, I guess, on the, you know, the company end of things, and the DVD was never released on that.
It was something that was never going to be released on DVD. That was something that they were really trying to push the worldwide and really start pushing, like, them bringing back the worldwide web show. So that was something that they were pushing just for internet exclusive. And honestly, like, that was honestly really, like, sure, it might have sold them quite a few DVDs, but the exposure they got out of it, I think it's up to maybe 4,000 or 5,000 hits up on YouTube. That's like 5,000 more people that would probably seen it by buying by DVDs. Like, how many people are honestly going to buy an indie wrestling DVD? 100, 200, 300? Now thousands of people have seen that match, and they got all this press out of it. I got a lot of press out of it. Low-Key got a lot of press out of it. It was good for all the parties.
What do you think the chances of a rematch of that is, you know, that would get on DVD, just to, you know, try those waters and see what happens?
Like, man, a lot of people would be like, why would you want to go in there and wrestle Low-Key again because you got knocked out? I want to go in there and wrestle Low-Key because I like to go to battle. And who better to go to battle with than one of the baddest dogs in fucking professional wrestling in Low-Key? Like, I would love that match again. But honestly, I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know what Low-Key's really doing wrestling-wise right now. I haven't seen him on a lot of shows lately. I don't know if he's, like, really out there that much more. But if it gets booked, it gets booked. I would love for it to happen.
Yeah, great. Talk to DJ about that, man. you know, another thing I want to ask you about, another tough guy that you got in the ring with that I honestly didn't even see coming, and they just threw like a fantasy booking out there, was you went in there. Huh?
With Dave Finley?
No, not yet, but Masada.
Oh, shit. Well, that was actually... the second time I'd wrestled Masada at CZW, I actually wrestled when I was over in Germany. And I have to freaking say, man, like, I think Masada is the most underrated worker, underrated wrestler, underrated performer, underrated badass in all of professional wrestling. Like, he's the true epitome of hybrid wrestling. He could go out there and have one of the best no-rope barbed wire matches in Japan, and then the next night he could wrestle a Ring of Honor-style match against freaking Bryan Danielson, AJ Styles, whoever's freaking amazing at the time, and he could, like, go toe-to-toe with them and, like, not even fret. Like, he's legit that much of a badass in real life, and he's that much of a badass in the ring. Like, he can freaking go. And, like, for him not to get the exposure and him not to get the freaking, like, praise that he should be is really sad, because he should be getting booked all over the world right now as, like, one of the top wrestlers in the entire fucking U.S., because he looks like a monster, he wrestles like a monster, and the man's just an all-around scary dude.
Yeah, definitely. It was a crazy.
And he's hit me harder than I've ever been hit before. Like, some of his backhand strikes, like, are shoots some of the hardest shit I've ever been hit with in my entire life. And his snap power bomb, I was definitely feeling for like 3 to 4 days afterwards. Like, it was hard to get out of bed.
Yeah, he power bombs the shit out of people, man. I hate to be you. You know, coming off of that, fast forward a little bit, but the Shane Shamrock Cup.
Another tournament, another trophy to my collection. What can I say, man? Like, this year has just been a trophy year for me. I've got a lot of cool shit to put on my mantle. And, like, it was honestly, it was a really big honor to win the Shane Shamrock Cup. Like, it might not mean the most to me, like the backstory of it, but that trophy means a lot to the people down in Maryland. And that trophy is, like, a really big deal, like, to them. And, like, for them to have enough faith to put me in that tournament and for me to win it, like that's a big accolade. Like, and it was like, awesome. Like, I got to go toe-to-toe with Josh Daniels in the finals, and, like, I was able to pick up the win. He beat me earlier on in the year, so for me to get the win back, that was a plus. Plus to get a cool trophy, plus to get all the exposure from winning the Shamrock Cup was awesome. Like, not a lot of people know this, but MCW gets a lot of press in Pro Wrestling Illustrated. By me winning that tournament, I automatically get a 2-page spread in Pro Wrestling Illustrated for them covering the Shamrock Cup. So that's a lot of press going my way. Yeah, man, but it's still a lot of press. It's Pro Wrestling Illustrated. It's been around for how long? 50 years?
Of course. It's just the 500. It just turns my stomach every year, and I just read it, so.
Yeah, that happens, man.
Very shortly after that, you wrestled, as you had just mentioned, Fit Finley.
Yeah, man, I got a little overzealous. That was one of my, you said dream matches, and that's one of my biggest dream matches
sure.
that I never thought would ever happen. To wrestle Fit Finley was a fucking honor, man. Like, three guys that I would give anything to wrestle. Fit Finley, William Regal, and Vader. And I was able to cross one of them off my list. Like, and to be able to go in there with Finley, and Finley go like he did, was absolutely amazing. Man's 50-plus years old, and he brought it to me like I had never been, like, it had never been brought to me like that before. Like, he gave me a clothesline. I hit the mat, and he had me in a chin lock before I even opened my eyes. He is, without a doubt, one of the best technical professional wrestlers that ever lived. Man's a fucking pure legend when it comes to that shit.
Wow, that's,
and he definitely wasn't afraid to hit back.
Yeah, definitely. How do you show up looking at to the building?
He showed up looking awesome as always. Like, I actually I thought it was really cool. Like, he showed up wearing jeans and Affliction shirt and fucking alligator skin fucking cowboy boots. So when I saw that, I looked over at my boy and I was like, dude, that's a fucking man. For a guy to come in here wearing alligator skin cowboy boots, that's like the epitome of manhood. That's like Chuck Norris level of manliness.
Yeah, I heard you say that on John Gray's show. I figured I had to get it to my audience too, because, man, that's some cool shit. So, I mean, coming off of that,
Hey, man, I'm sorry to cut it short, freaking. How long are you guys going to be on the air?
We're going to be on for a couple hours. I mean,
I'm actually getting called right now to go for my matchup. I'm getting ready to wrestle John Silver up here at NYWC, so I'm going to go back in the building, get that done, and I'll give you guys a call back when I'm after the match. Is that cool?
Absolutely, bro.
Awesome, man. I'll hit you guys up in a few. Wish me some luck. So I can go
kill
the
Wish you luck, man. Kill him.
Peace.
So, yeah, that was Sammy Callahan. We'll have him back in just a minute. But after he rips the head off of whoever he's wrestling, John Silver, rest in peace. Yeah, that's a poor guy. Anyway, you know what? We're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk about this. Actually, no. Before we take a break, I'm actually going to I'm gonna get into this. This is, all right. Get some fucking, like, I need some hold music, you know what I mean? Where I could just, like, play it in the background while I look some shit up right quick. Because I had some shit I was going to talk about, and I closed that fucking window because I'm stupid, you know? That type of thing. You know, just. Okay, here we go. So yeah. I thought I had it. Well, we are going to be talking about, and that is Matt Hardy, and this motherfucker is retarded. So what I want to talk about is that guy, and yeah, here we go. Thank God. So anyway, Matt Hardy is a fucking maniac. He's a drugged out maniac. So after he had gotten to, for those who don't know, he got all high and got into an accident with a tree because, you know, the tree jumped out in front of him and it was all the tree's fault. Well, his post on Twitter after that was when the side window's glass smashed into my face, arms, and neck, some of the blood that did felt almost angelic. And don't think I'm misspeaking or putting in words and making it sound stupid. This is his stupid words, okay? I went from being afraid to die to feeling like I was almost reborn with some sort of an absolute pure life force. I yelled that because he put it in all caps. It was the most amazing thing I've ever experienced. I felt like I just received the blood of an angel flowing inside me. I know this sounds crazy. Due to these, I only have urges to help people, and miraculously, all my vices are gone. Amen, friends. Matthew! Fucking another caps word. So that was his fucking post, right? Oh, fucking Matthew. So he did that, right? So then a day later, he posted this video. So we'll take a break with this. I might talk a little bit during it because he goes into a lot of awkward silence because he thinks there's ghosts in his house that broke his house into pieces, just to summarize what this video is all about. But listen to our buddy Matt.
I must pre-warn you, in case you never see me again. Apparently, the entity has struck again on the next day. I've suffered two tragedies, two unbearable tragedies. One, which unfortunately, even though my car was destroyed and damaged, fortunately saved a school bus of kids. But I want you to see what the entity has done while we've been gone. It's indescribable. It's indescribable.
Indescribable. Ghosts. Fucking rainbows. Yeah. How does that work? They smash my house, these ghosts. He's just walking through his house, watching like his... He fucking smashed everything in his house. Like shit is all fucking clothes all over the place. There's chairs knocked over. And he's amazed. He's fucking amazed. And high out of his mind, you look at his face, he's fucking hammered. He's walking around with his mouth wide open, like he's catching flies, drooling on his belongings.
A chair there.
Yeah, it is.
That's the only other reason. There's a chair there.
There's a picture there. Gotta love it. He's my fucking hero.
How can you explain it?
Version 3.
What is this?
Voices.
Sign mean.
Voices in my head.
He's looking
at me. Oh boy.
Disgust. I don't
Our guy, Matt Hardy. He just, you know, what can you do?
Fuck Matt Hardy. What a fucking whack job.
He, ghosts are trashing his house while he's in a drug coma.
Yo, fuck Matt Hardy, fucking piece of shit. And fuck Blog Talk, too.
You know, I don't understand why ghosts gotta trash people's house when they're in a drug coma, being all peaceful. You know?
Was Jeff there with him too? Or no?
No. No. Jeff is a good guy. He gets caught with a lot of drugs, but he just delays court proceedings and there's nothing wrong with him. He swantons over the authorities.
Are you chilling? Are you hanging out with Matt Hardy right now? Are you hanging out with Matt Hardy right now? Like as you speak?
Oh, no, because Matt, man. He's battling ghosts. He's actually got a proton pack, and he ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Well, good.
We got an echo right this second. But other than the echo, Matt ain't afraid of no ghost, and that's a good thing. You shouldn't be afraid of no ghost.
Can you hear it now? Can you hear an echo now?
No echo now. We're all good.
I turned the volume on my phone all the way down to 1.
Yeah, it comes off really good this way. I can hear you great, loud and clear, and no echo. So, fantastic.
Good.
Anyway, yeah, Matt Hardy, he's a funny guy. He's a real funny guy. And you got guys like fucking Shane Helms that go on the fucking Twitter and fucking say, you know, how... You know, he's okay. He's okay. Nah, nothing wrong with that guy. Don't worry about him. He's just fine. He'll be back on his feet in no time. He's good. And then Rebby's guy, his chick, who they were just shocking with a taser not that long ago.
Yeah.
Well, that guy, that chick, she's like, I tried to save him. I'm the only thing that's keeping him alive right now, and if he dies, don't blame me, because he was dead a long time ago without me. So, like, it's, you know, I mean, there's some...
Who is Rebby Sky?
Rebby Sky? Rebby Sky is his girlfriend that they tased on that video.
Oh, is he in TNA? Is she in TNA?
No, I don't think she's in TNA. She might have been in TNA before, but that's his girlfriend. And, it's on the video. He's going, like, Jeff Hardy fucking tase bitches. Like, that's, you know what I mean? So, that's what that is. Anyway, like, she's pretty much saying, like, I'm pretty much tired of this shit. The motherfucker would have been dead without me, and da da da. And she's really, you know, starting to talk a big game about, you know, how bad he's fucking up. So, there will be shoot interviews that come out of this whole thing. And unfortunately, they will probably be interviews that speak about his fucking death and how, like, you know, they tried to save him and just didn't turn out right. You know, because I'm telling you, man, this dude is not in a good place. He's not going to be in a good place. He is so fucking wasted out of his skull cutting fucking YouTube videos online. What do you expect to happen next? I mean, like, what do you think is going to happen? It's just a bad state of events. I mean, there's not a good way to look at this. I never liked Matt Hardy as a wrestler, and now he went from being a guy who got more than he ever deserved in the wrestling business you know, running around being fucking retarded, and you know, his brother was the guy with the talent. He went out there, he fucking did whatever, he was a role player. And then when he got released, all of a sudden it was like, I didn't get what I deserved, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. Come on, dude, seriously? What did you actually deserve? What are you, a world title contender? Like, seriously, Matt, what the fuck are you? I mean, you won the fucking world tag team titles many times. Without Jeff as your partner, that wouldn't have happened. Fucking, you know, what else? I mean, he won other titles too, but I can't remember because they started
European,
all.
He's won the European, the Intercontinental, the fucking U.S.
That's what I mean. All those kind of blend together because they've done the same thing with all those titles. So they
right.
start to blend together, U.S., European, Intercontinental, where, you know, it used to be the Intercontinental was that title. And like I said, you know, in past shows, that they don't have the same importance that they used to. It used to be where that was the secondary title, and it wasn't even a secondary title. There was a group of people that made that title look like the fucking only title that existed, and that's why it had credibility before. But as soon as it became like the undercard title, you had guys like Matt Hardy running around looking stupid. Speaking of looking stupid, I just happened to catch a glimpse of fucking Ric Flair dancing down the fucking aisleway behind a fucking old-ass Hulk Hogan. I don't know how he dances so slow to fucking make sure he doesn't run into Hulk Hogan's fucking limping ass, but he managed to do that, so good for him. But yeah, man, that's Matt Hardy. He's fucking there's something wrong with the guy. He just went fucking completely overboard with the drugs, and just, you know, I can't really sympathize or any of that. But all right, Raw. Let's run through Raw the best we can. Speaking of fucking horrible.
Fuck Raw. Evan Gordon and Murphy are the new tag team champions.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, they had Jennifer Hudson's girlfriend and McGillicuddy. You know, Perfect Son and Jennifer Hudson's girlfriend were the tag team champions. No, I mean girlfriend. For how long? You know, for how long did fucking Jennifer Hudson's girlfriend have to fucking hold the title?
I don't know, a couple, like a month or two.
Yeah, too much. Too long. but yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Bottom line is, finally, two actual wrestlers have the tag team titles, and hopefully, they actually do the resurgence on the tag team division that I hope they had done for a long, long time. So, I guess we'll have to see. You know, I'd really hope that they would do that. And, you know, outside of that, well.
R-Truth and Miz are now going to be are aligned together. And they're taking out all the conspiracies.
Yeah, that's weird. It's weird. Two guys that have teamed with Morrison.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they kind of got a connection, I mean, all that, but...
They should bring back Melina and have Melina be the fucking manager.
Why is, I don't know. I don't know what does that mean? What do you mean?
I'm just kidding. I'm just messing around.
Oh, okay.
WSU doesn't have to book her. It should be in the WWE.
That's going to cost you $1,200. So what else?
Cena and Punk wrestled for number one contendership, and Kevin Nash lost Punk chance to wrestle Alberto Del Rio.
Listen. This fucking shit, where they decide that fucking CM Punk is the biggest fucking draw, has the biggest amount of attention coming to him, where in the fucking creative process do you actually find it in your mind to go, okay, we got Cena and we got Punk. You know, Cena's our guy. We sell a lot of T-shirts with this guy. So we're going to go ahead with this guy, right? Okay, we're going to keep going ahead with this guy. We've been doing it for years. We're going to keep going with it, right? Oh, this new guy, CM Punk, he's drawing a lot of attention. He's doing some shoot stuff. He's doing this. He's doing that. He's coming here. Oh, damn, he can wrestle. Oh, oh, look at him talk, man. Oh, he's got the fans going crazy. He's saying stuff people don't think he's going to say. Look at him. Look at him go. All right, yeah, this works. Money, 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 money. Okay, let's stop this train for a minute. You know what? I think we'll make a real good business move right now, okay? 53-year-old man wrestling that guy. That guy. What? What the fuck is going on? What the fuck? Who in the creative process thinks that the best thing to do right now with CM Punk is put him in a program with a 53-year-old man, Kevin Nash? Why?
If it's Laurinaitis, if it's Laurinaitis, fuck him. If it's Jim Ross, fuck him.
Fucking
if it's Vince, fuck him.
Kevin Nash is probably spending as much money as they're paying fucking Molina on the Indies in Just for Men product, and now he gets to go fucking wrestle the fucking hottest commodity in fucking wrestling. Why? Because fucking Triple H is his boy. But come
if
on,
if it's Michael
dude.
Cole, fuck him. If it's fucking Vicky Guerrero, fuck him. If it's fucking Howard Finkel, fuck him.
But I don't care. Like, my interest is lost.
If it's
you understand?
DJ,
like,
if it's DJ, fuck him.
If it's
Reggie, fuck him.
Reggie?
Who else? Who else has some creative control in WWE? Oh, the goddamn president has fucking some say in WWE. Fuck him. Who else?
The president? You think the president has a fucking stake in WWE?
Yeah. Fuck the president, all right?
Where are Biggie and Tupac?
I don't give a fuck. That doesn't mean anything. Anyway, who else has some say? Fucking Lagana?
Do you smell what Barack is cooking?
No, I don't. Fuck you, Obama. Fuck you. I'm trying to think who else has some say. If it's Stephanie, fuck you.
Someone should get to
literally
the
and not literally.
Huh.
Yeah, so fuck
you. These
fuck
are the kind
fuck
of decisions
fuck
that would keep me up at night.
Yeah, of course. But anyway, it's a stupid decision. Get rid of Nash. Let's bring fucking Scott Hall back. Why not? Let's bring Scott Hall back, and let's bring back Iron Sheik, too, while we're at it. And Piper. Who else? Who else we got?
Fucking bullshit!
Oh, yeah, of course it's fucking bullshit. You know it's true. Anyway, stupid angle. Stupid angle.
Yeah, no, real stupid, dude. I can't understand for 1 second why anybody would want to take fucking CM Punk's momentum and run it into the fucking 53-year-old fucking Kevin Nash. You know how awkward this storyline is? Like, I don't even want to watch it. It bothers me.
What is the storyline about? What is the storyline about, Jay? What is it really
about? It's about, like, putting Kobe Bryant in a one-on-one game with Dominique Wilkins, like today's Dominique Wilkins. Huh?
What the fuck does the storyline have to do with anything?
Well, no, like I'm telling you, imagine them just saying, okay, we're going to run a one-on-one dream match game pay-per-view, and it's going to be Kobe Bryant versus Dominique Wilkins of today. And that's it. You're going to deal with it. And he's going to be out there just looking bad. And then they're going to keep running old highlight clips and reminding you how Dominique Wilkins was a beast and he used to do fucking 360 tomahawk dunks and fucking showing you all these clips of how fucking amazing he was. And then Kobe Bryant is just going to be hanging his nuts in his fucking face all day, dunking on him and shit. And that's what fucking CM Punk and Kevin Nash's feud is going to look like. And they're going to go out of their way to promote the shit out of why Kevin Nash is better or at least equal. And then they're going to keep putting him over. They'll keep having the CM Punk, you know, who took like fucking 3 or 4 of John Cena's finishers. They're going to have him go down to a jackknife clean every time. Oh, he came in and gave me that big boot while he was holding the ropes. That guy was on a walker throwing a big boot at me, and he just laid down all day. Like, this is what you're going to get. This is the only thing you're going to get is that. Like, you're going to get a guy laying the fuck down to you know, a fucking senior citizen's fucking offense when, you know, the biggest fucking star in their company, the biggest fucking push, the biggest face, the biggest, old John Cena said he's not a face, but the biggest fucking T-shirt seller in John Cena hit him with, like, three finishers and he kicked out and beat him. You know what I mean? Like, beat him two fucking pay-per-views in a row and kept moving and fucking did everything he wanted and got over, straight up. And the fans weren't even upset. They believed every bit of that. And then fucking this old fucking man that wasn't even believable in TNA came in and now he's just laying out CM Punk. Well, that, I mean, who are you promoting? What are you actually doing? Like, what the fuck is the, whoa, where are they going with that? I don't know.
Who the fuck knows?
I don't know. I just don't.
For what? What is the fuck the purpose of this stupid feud? What the fuck is the purpose?
I don't know. I don't like it. I fucking looked at
it.
All I can think is
I'm starting to think it's to punish Punk for holding out.
He's still the biggest fucking draw in the company and everything else. And I just watch this and I'm like,
I don't like the cut of your jib, fella.
You
no, me either.
I just don't. I just, I don't know what to say. I fucking look at the screen, I see fucking Kevin Nash every time, and I think,
fuck you!
That's all I can think, man. I just can't do it. I can't do it. Fucking, here he comes. Oh, he's got a mic.
God help us, Jesus. God and baby Jesus help us.
That's just, you know, it just,
I wouldn't take his gun and shoot him in the face.
Yeah, I mean, you can. I mean, that's really not a bad option. I mean, if you know, I wouldn't blame you for one fucking second for that. Just, you know, I think that often as well. I try to, you know, keep myself away from that type of shit because, you know, it makes me angry. But I agree. I mean, sometimes I definitely do.
Starting them off, you got a gun, fucking shoot them in the face.
You know? Definitely.
Right, right.
Then you look at Laurinaitis in the ring and know that he's booking this shit, and you just, you know.
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You never
anyway.
Think that that guy was fucking related to the fucking road warrior animal. That's fucking, it's insane.
They're related. They must be like, that must be like a screw-up. Like, Laurinaitis must be like a fucking, like an orphan or something, because he looks like
it's
an
like
orphan.
Fucking... Yeah, it's like fucking twins, you know, when they got your the shit
orphan.
That's left over. You're the shit that's left over, Laurinaitis.
He's
got
his own brother. How does that work? He's a fucking heartless son of a bitch. He fired his own brother, okay? He fired his own brother. Who the fuck has the balls to fire their own brother? Well, that fucker does.
Right. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I have no fucking clue.
I wonder how Sammy's match went, because it should be over by now. Sammy should have beat the shit out of this guy.
Yeah, I don't even know. I mean, he was wrestling the guy. That's, you know, I mean, what can he do?
Yeah.
Sammy is a monster. He works all over the fucking place, and whether you like, you know, the guy he's working or not, he's got to go in there and do what he's got to do, you know. Sammy is definitely doing his goddamn thing. We have, you know, some more questions for him and stuff like that, so I'm sure he'll call back in. Sammy's a man of his word and a good fucking guy, you know. That's all. Let me see. Probably got some other...
Is Reggie calling? Did Reggie say he's going to call you?
I'm not really sure. I'll have to check on that and see what's going on. But I will, we'll hit motherfuckers up with a Iron Sheik song. Just, give us a little time. I'm not sure which one this is. I gotta relabel these joints.
Yeah.
To make you humble. Let's do it. Make you humble. Make you humble. make him humble. And then fuck his ass. Rambler, I never respect the fact. Rambler, I never respect the kid. I never respect the kid. I never respect the fact. Rambler, oh, for Christmas. You was lucky, punk. I didn't break your back to fuck your ass, make you humble. Make you humble. Make you humble. And then fuck his ass. Break his back, make him humble. And then fuck his ass. Rambler, worse than Michael Jordan. Make you humble. Rambler, worse than Michael Jackson. You are worse than Hulk Hogan. Rambler, you are another faggot son of a bitch. No good, low life. Make you humble. So I want to let you know, you are punk,
little punk.
You are fag, you are punk, little gay.
That's your brony.
Worse than Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson.
Make him humble.
That was a great feeling, John Maloney. Try wrestling with that jabroni. Make him humble. Rambler, you was lucky, punk. I'm a shooter. And you lucky I didn't break your back. Make you humble.
Make him humble.
Rambler, Rambler, and you was so lucky to the hacksaw come save you. Our perpetrator, otherwise was ready to do it to him, all country way, make him hum,
make him hum,
suplex him, put him in the camel cart, break his back, and then fuck his ass, make him humble, to even fuck the orange. And I didn't do it because for the God and Jesus and Mr. McMahon. Then do it because for the God and Jesus and Mr. McMahon. Make you humble.
That's your brony,
Brian Blair. I can break his fucking back. Make you humble. Brian Blair, I can break his fucking back. And then fuck his ass. And then fuck his ass. Make him humble.
Make him humble.
Great feeling all time I had all my life.
To make you humble.
And that was a great feeling. Make you humble.
Humble.
And you lucky I didn't break your back and had to come save you. You are punk, that jabroni. You are fat, you are punk, little gay. Before I break your back and I do all country way. To make you humble. Make you humble. Make you humble.
That's your brony.
Break his back. Make him humble. And then fuck his ass. And then fuck his ass. And besides that, everything was great.
Yeah, man. So, we're back. yeah, you know, it's the same old shit. With Matt Hardy, I'm reading more shit that he's posting, and it's just ridiculous. You know, he posted, "Oh my God, bad luck is never stopping, apparently. Thank you all so much for the support you've given me through this hard time. Like a phoenix, I will rise above this all. I've had so many people return my calls to... I have had so many people return calls to... DMs and emails as well, and eventually I will. I appreciate the support from Jeff, Beth, Shane, Karen, my dad, my mother in heaven, my friends, my beautiful girlfriend, Rebecca Reyes, Miss Dixie Carter, and all of my family, friends, and fans. I love and appreciate your support and prayers more than you can ever imagine." So what he is saying, that he needs to either return a call or text or direct message to his dead mother. So apparently there is Twitter in heaven, people. Just so you know, if you ever make it to heaven, you can still tweet. All right? Yeah, man. So, what do you think about that, Eric?
That shit's ridiculous.
Ah, that's weird. Matt Hardy's never been called ridiculous before.
No, I'll say some other shit, but this is a kid's show.
Huh?
I said I would say some my real opinions, but Yakuza Kick Radio is a kid's show.
A kid's show? Huh. Yeah.
Well, hey, you have kids like Matt Hardy who get to voice their opinions on the show. So that makes the show a kid's show. Because there's immature people that we talk about. So,
it's reported that, he had, Rob Feinstein actually reported that he took a ton of pills before filming that video where he thought there were ghosts thrashing his house, and then he was rushed to the ER. So, he's in great shape, that guy. You know, he's, just doing his thing, you know, as expected. Can't really expect, you know? Yeah, you can tweet in heaven. You sure can.
Yeah, it's been one hell of a night, and it seems like, you know, talking about more fucking Matt Hardy.
Got a lot of messages to return, you know? Everybody that died has been messaging me lately. What?
What'd you say? No, what'd you say?
I said all the people that have died have been messaging me lately. It's,
okay.
It's pretty touching. I got a lot of shit to get back to.
For Rob Feinstein, though, I'll pretend you said 18.
Yeah. Well, no, on a more serious note of, you know, people that, you know, have passed and everything, I actually meant to start the show with this and, kind of upset that I actually forgot to do so, but on Tuesday was JC Bailey's birthday, and you know, he would have been 28.
Damn.
It was a little bit after this show a year ago that we did a tribute to him and everything else, and you know, JC Bailey was born on August 23rd, 83. And he passed away on August 30th, 2010. So, you know, again, rest in peace, JC Bailey, man. We miss you still. We always will. One of the best ever that did what he did. And, yeah, for sure, man. It's never forgotten. He never will be. And, you know, it's unfortunate.
We did a phenomenal tribute for him last year.
Well, you know, I did the best I could, and I really thought that, you know, it came off well and all of that. And, you know, I'm just glad to have, you know, been able to do that. I'm sad to have had to do that, but I'm glad that, you know, I was able to bring a few people together and share some opinions and thoughts and everything like that on JC. Very well missed, and, you know, Drake and Scotty had just done their fucking phenomenal tribute to him this year at Tangled Web 4, and anybody that hasn't checked that out yet definitely needs to check that out. You know, the Circus Deathmatch was definitely helped to be made famous by JC Bailey going out there and doing what he did with Madman Pondo years ago. I think it was like 03, 02, like it was a long time ago. I think
03, yeah.
And, you know, they did all the spots that JC did in that match, and they tributed him quite well and did a whole lot of other things. And, I mean, it was just a tremendous match. And I know there's a lot of guys out there, and Andy's missing him and everything, but, you know, as long as we keep his name fresh, I mean, it's the best we could do at this point. Because, I mean, that was a guy that meant a whole lot to the business, so it meant a whole lot to deathmatch wrestling. And, you know, I mean, he did a tremendous amount outside of deathmatch wrestling, working guys such as Ruckus and, Sanjay. He worked Sanjay a lot. He worked Nate Webb. He worked so many different people in the indies and, you know, did so many things from so many companies, from Insanity Pro to IWA Mid-South to CZW to, you know, IWA East Coast to Japan to every, I mean, this dude was a fucking superstar amongst the indies, so.
He pretty much is the reason, one of the reasons why Chris Cash got a big fucking break in CZW.
Well, you
know, fucking
but,
had a good match with Cash.
Yeah, definitely. Again, you know, rest in peace, JC Bailey. You'll always be missed. And I just wanted to actually, you know, put that out there as this is, you know, somewhat of a landmark in, you know, JC's passing, you know. So rest in peace, homie. Well, now let's get back to talking about wrestling and, you know, what else is going on. What else we got, dude?
Well, there's really nothing else going on. Like, it's fucking been, like, WWE, but other than that, like, Matt Hardy, WWE, we pretty much talked about everything. Feels like another dead wrestling week, I feel. I feel like that's been one.
What's that?
I said it feels like it was a dead wrestling week this week.
Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, sure. Well, I mean, I guess we could touch on football for a minute again, and then, you know, we'll try to drift back towards wrestling. Hopefully Sammy will call in before we run out of shit to talk about, because I do have a few things to talk about with him, but, otherwise, I mean, yeah, these fucking Eagles, they're winning 24-14 right
what
now.
What was that again? What was that again? Who's winning?
The Eagles are winning 24-14 over the
okay.
Browns.
Good,
and,
good. I like when you say things twice, especially the Eagles.
Right.
People
really
care.
Impressive over the Browns in preseason. It's unbelievable.
People do care about the Eagles, you know.
Huh?
It's not like DJ Hyde. It's not like some of the ideas that DJ Hyde has where people scream, we don't care. But yeah, people
all
care.
Right.
You think the honey badger cares? It doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, it does. I'm giving that shit. I don't want to hear that.
The honey badger doesn't care about the Eagles, apparently.
No, the honey badger cares. The honey badger cares. It's just saying it doesn't care.
Huh. Okay.
But,
That's what you think. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Why are we talking about the honey badger? Did I ask the honey badger? Did I say, hey, honey badger, you know, what was your thought? No, I said J-Cat.
Hell fucking yeah!
Yeah, fucking working out for your own name, though? Come on.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Nobody,
you know, I mean, as far
now.
As the Eagles, I mean, all that bullshit, you know, and they
oh,
go out
bullshit.
There with their fucking green shirts and everything like that, you know, hey,
hey,
know,
nice
man.
Baggy shirt, you faggot! Faggot! Faggot!
I don't know, man. Apparently,
Louis C.K.
doesn't like
it. At least you don't shoot people after the game, okay?
Louis C.K. does not like the green shirts. I don't know, man. It's not my, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's not my call. I mean, some people just don't care. I mean, you know, Louis doesn't like them, and, you know, a lot of, you know, they just, oh, shit. I mean, even blue guys.
We don't care. We don't care. We don't care. We don't care.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I don't know what else to say. But, yeah, man. It is what it is. Oh, boy. We're waiting for Sammy, and apparently getting a call from Reggie again. You want to take the call from Reggie?
Well, I'm having problems over the switchboard, so you're going to have to press the button. Go ahead and press the button.
Okay. Hey, what's going on, Reggie? Welcome back to the show.
What's up? It's Reggie here.
I know, Reggie. We all know. So what's going on, dude? What's up with you today? What are we even doing? You know, why are you coming back on the show? I mean, what are you going to talk about?
What do you guys want me to talk about?
I mean, fuck, man. Talk about teddy bears.
Teddy bears, bro? Teddy bears? Are you serious?
All right, don't talk about teddy bears. Talk about, you know, what kind of drugs you've been doing this week.
I ended up smoking crack and snorting heroin cut with gunpowder.
What?
Well, that's fucking crazy. I mean, has there any been, you know, has been any chicks or anything that's, you know, really fucking, you know, got you all fucking turned on and worked up over this week, or, you know?
I feel very sexually attracted to my dog.
Dude, that's crazy. I don't even know why I ask these questions, because the questions, the answers I get out of you is fucking ridiculous. Like, and man, I mean, when you go back to school, how do you think people are going to treat you?
The kids at school piss in my food, throw weight loss books at me, and take a crap in my book bag.
Dude, that shit is fucked up. Oh, why do you think that is?
People still think I'm black, and it makes me sick.
Dude, I think you are black. I don't understand why you would even come at me like that. Like, just, what's the problem? I mean, you like teddy bears, you're smoking crack, you're trying to fuck your dog. I mean, it's just weird, dude. I don't understand why, like, all these different things that you're really, I don't even know where you're coming from, dude. Tell me, I mean, what's up, man?
I really, really don't want to be a Negro no more.
That's fucked up, dude. That's not even right, man. I mean, you know, I mean, what kind of things have, you know, led you to this?
I traveled across the country having sex with men, women, dogs, cats, rabbits, everything.
That's fucked up, dude. I don't even, you know, have any people, like, responded negatively towards, like, the shit that you're doing?
Someone threw a brick through our kitchen window, and some guys attacked my brother.
Oh, your brother, man. I mean, what's going to happen after that? Like, I don't even know. Like, how do you handle that? Like, what's going to go on? You know.
I'm about to slice and dice a bitch.
Well, I mean, it's probably not the right thing to do. You probably shouldn't go out there and do that to somebody. I mean, you know, what's going on? You seem to be getting really angry, but, like, every time you come on, like, you got people, you know, treating you like you're retarded and stuff like that. I think we got a caller right now. You can screen that, Eric, while I'm talking to Reggie, but...
You call me a retard?
I don't know, Reggie. I mean, Jesus Christ. Not really sure who's calling in. I guess we could try, see what's going on over there. We'll have to put Reggie on hold for a minute. I mean, what is going on? This is crazy, man. It just, Reggie, I mean, what are you?
He's going to freaking beat you up, this guy named Reggie.
Oh, shit. Now there's threats coming out and everything else. What is going on? What is going on with this guy? What is going on with the people on hold? Ooh, oh, man. What is up, man? Eric. Eric, I'm not getting it.
Give me one second.
Who you got, man?
Hold on.
I'm giving you 1 second. I guess he's screening. He's figuring out how long this takes. It's kind of crazy. I stopped my conversation for a minute just to see what happens. I don't know if I lost my caller. I don't know what happened. I still see this and that and the whole time. And, dude, what's going on? Oh, what an abortion this is. Reggie and Eric, what can I do? It's a lot to deal with. Who we got, Eric? What's going on? You screening? I'm over here waiting. We got a live show going on. Live, coming at you live. Oh, it's all funny. It's all funny to me. What can you do? I only take it so seriously. Eric. Oh, I got the fucking Dudley Boys on my TV. That always makes things better. They got the Gunner guy, and he's all, what's going on, Eric?
Yeah, don't worry about that one.
What was that?
Sounded like a prank call. Again.
Oh, prank call? Now, what is this one? The same guy?
Hold on.
Is that the same number? What's going on here? Who's this? Oh boy. Eric's screening again. Look at him screening away. No idea. Yeah, I think it's the same number.
We got a call that wants to talk wrestling.
What do we got?
We got a caller who wants to talk wrestling.
All right. Hey, what's going on? What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's going on?
Hey, buddy. My name is Randall, but you can call me Randy.
All right. How's it going, Randy? What do you want to talk about?
Well, what were you just talking about? Wrestling related. You were just talking about something.
Talk about a lot of things. What do you want to talk about?
Well, Impact's on, so I don't really know why
I'm calling in. Yeah, I just saw fucking...
I just want to say one thing, though. The fucking... Hulk Hogan.
You!
What? Oh, anyway. Hulk Hogan?
Oh, Hulk Hogan. That sounds great. Anyway, see you later, buddy. Oh, this guy's silly. Anyway, I had to bounce him off. That was fun. I enjoyed that. I love when people try to be cute. It's all good. Eric.
Yeah.
Wasn't that fun? Shit. What can you do? People act cocky. It's hilarious. So funny.
Hey, I don't even know why I'm calling in, because there's Impact on.
Oh, really? Well, don't let me waste your time, buddy. You dialed the phone. So sorry.
Nina, did you see what you just posted in the chat room? That should have made my fucking night. That was the best part.
Huh?
The way you sounded, hold on 1 second. Hold on.
The what?
What the fuck is wrong with the phone?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, Nina posted, are you a snake man?
I mean, there's just clearly people that just want to play games, and they think they're going to be cute, and they think they're going to prank somebody and be funny, but they're not funny at heart. Like, I love comedy, so if you're going to come on and try to make me a joke, I promise you I will fucking flip it around, and you will look stupid. Just like my man did. I don't even know why I'm calling in, because Impact's on, but one thing I want to say is Hulk Hogan, you're going, dude. Next. Anybody else who wants to call in and talk about Hulk Hogan, bring it on.
Anyway, Reggie's back on. Let's put Reggie back on.
Jesus. Oh, Reggie's been on hold for all this time. It's crazy. You know, Reggie, shit.
You're hearing this. Man, must be
I know.
Off.
What were we even talking about?
I can't remember.
I can't either, dude. Shit. What have you been thinking about?
I have to have sex with a teddy bear.
Man, why don't you stop that shit?
I'd rather be dead.
You could probably get away with just fucking stopping it without that, you know? Like, what the fuck, man?
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Let me ask Reggie a question. It's going to be girl related too. Reggie, do you have any dream like girls that you want to be with?
I traveled across the country having sex with men, women, dogs, cats, rabbits, everything.
Any other like names of people? Because I had heard in an interview you said like a crazy name. I'm like, what?
Amy Winehouse.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's dead though.
Yeah. I would think so, but I don't know. I mean, Reggie, I guess that's what he's into.
Oh.
Absolutely not.
I mean, what else would you get into?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's weird. I don't even know why, man. You got any other questions for Reg?
Yeah, of course. Hey, real quick, Reg, can you promote our show? If you don't mind, if you do, I mean, that's fine.
Reggie, I mean, what's going on? Are you going to promote our show?
No.
Oh, hi, dude. I mean, you can't throw us something? You can't throw us something?
You ain't gonna stop me.
Well, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? Like, man, you're beginning to piss me off. Like, oh, we asked you for a little bit of something, you give us all or nothing. It's fucking crazy, you know? And what makes you think that you could do this type of stuff?
I can go to your home, beat down your father, and make sweet love to your mama. Yeah.
That's fucked up, Reggie. Oh, Jesus. Why you would even come to me like that is fucking beyond me. And then I'm supposed to fucking continue talking to you like this is fucking, you know, like this is the move.
Reggie, just promote the goddamn show. Just, you know, just promote a show. We've done a lot for you. Come on.
Your company that comes on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock?
Okay, that works.
Is that the one? Is that?
Yeah.
That sounds like the one. Yeah.
People still think I'm black, and it makes me sick.
You are.
Well, I mean, you know, just promoting our show is not going to make you not black. I mean, I don't see why you would even go that route, why you would even think it would, or anything like that. Like, well, you know, what's the problem, man?
You're not really white.
Well, you're really getting hostile at this point.
We get into this every week. He says, Reggie, you say this every week.
Yeah.
You ain't going to stop me.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ.
I think he would. I think James Cat would punch you in the fucking face.
No.
Yes, I really think so.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
You're fucking more senile than Matt Hardy. I mean, Jesus
Christ. I'm a CZW ambassador. Ambassador!
Yeah, to what? A fucking MMA fucking show? That MMA radio show is going to suck.
Casey Anthony.
What the fuck are you saying Casey Anthony for? There's no
if I had a girlfriend that killed a kid, I would not like it.
What?
I'd rather be dead.
Why would you be dead? Rather be dead? What the fuck
this
is going
is
on?
This is how I would approach a white girl. This is how I would approach a white girl.
Well, I guess he's looking for you to ask him how he would approach a white girl.
Well,
I don't know.
How would you approach a white girl?
You don't disrespect me because I hit you with this frying pan.
I asked you how you approach a woman, and now how would you approach a white girl?
I really, really don't want to be a Negro no more.
Oh, well, that's great. That's all they want to hear.
DJ Hyde and stuff. He gave me permission. I cut a part of my penis off to make it smaller.
Who told you to do that?
D. DJ Hyde and stuff. He gave me permission.
Well,
they make me sick. It disgusts me that we live in a world where these people are allowed to breathe the same air I breathe.
Jay, take over this interview. I had enough of this guy. I'm about to punch him in the face.
You're a coward, and you're acting like a jerk. You're a coward.
You're a jerk.
He's getting mad. I mean, I don't know, man.
Fuck you, Reggie. Faggot.
Don't you dare! Can we reconcile?
No,
what can
fuck
I do
you.
For you to not be angry with me?
Fuck you, Reggie. You're a piece of shit.
Alright, Reggie, we're going to have to let you go. You know, we'll be on next week. I don't know if we're going to include you or not, because you're just really getting on everybody's nerves and everything else. And, you know, I mean, we do come on next week.
Your company that comes on Thursday nights at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, that's the one, buddy. I don't know, man. We will be on, but I'm going to have to let you go. Peace. So, yeah, that was Reggie. Apparently, rubbing Eric the wrong way and everything else, and I guess that's what Reggie does.
Yeah, pissing me off.
Yep. What can you do? But, what else do we have to talk about?
Oh, we have fucking,
Not
I
much.
Wonder where the hell Juan is. Where the hell's Juan been?
Juan's, whatever it is, fucking laptop, notebook, whatever the fuck he was playing with, that shit broke. It broke.
So he's not able to listen to the show?
No, he's not.
That's bullshit.
I know. Some more Iron Sheik. We'll be back in a minute.
Make him humble. Make him humble. You are worse than Michael Jackson. You are fag. You are punk, little gay. Make him humble. Make him humble. Fuck the dirty man. Fuck the dirty man.
Fucking bullshit. I can fuck your sister, I can fuck your mother, your father, your brother, all your fucking family with my telescope.
Superflo, you are good, you are the best, but you know, shooting wise, I beat the fuck out of you.
Fuck you, and fuck your wife.
Go fuck yourself. You are fat, you are punk, little gay. You are worse than Michael Jackson. Break his back, make him humble, and then fuck his ass. Cheap Jew Russia, son of a bitch. Fuck the Elizabeth. Jack Rollins, you're no good motherfucker. You didn't have the balls to take your fucking head ball and poke over the border. But I took it.
What do you do for diarrhea?
Well, I'm the doctor. Go ask doctor. He tell you what the fuck you do with your diarrhea.
Peter Santana is a Mexican. He's okay. Better than nothing. Because I'm a shooter, man.
You look like fucking Michael Johnson. Look at that fucking stinky fat ass you are.
Fuck down the child. Another piece of shit. No good motherfucker. People come ask for him for autograph section. He tell the people no, get the fuck out of here. And he's supposed to be very fit.
His partner, Eric Cannon, versus John Davis.
Open Invitational Elimination Match. They have BJ Whitmer against several others to be determined. And a lot more. The bonus card that is actually that 7 p.m. card is actually Christian Hayne versus Jesse Emerson, Drake Younger versus Dave Crist, and Jake Crist versus Dustin Reyes. So those three matches will be your 7 o'clock to 8 p.m. matches, and then you will get the rest of that show live in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Is that internet pay-per-view?
No, that one is not. The one that will be, however, is, as far as I know, yeah, is September 10th, 2011. And that will be.
Looks like, what the fuck? It looks like Sammy was in a long, it would have been a long fucking match because there's 5 fucking competitors and it's a gauntlet match.
Oh, I see. So, something else. Kurt Angle's twisting fucking Crimson's ankle right now.
Good.
Kurt, yeah, look at him go. Twisting his ankle, this guy. Anyway, then you have, where was I? Oh,
the
September 10th show. And that will be the iPay-per-view. Open the Freedom Gate title match. Yamato versus Shima. Yamato is the champion, and he will defend against Shima. One-on-one, you will get Pac versus Ricochet. You will get a 4-way freestyle. Winner gets the book future match for his stable. That's what it says. Yoshino versus Doi versus Callahan versus Taylor. That is a pretty tremendous 4-way right there. Then you have the no DQ match of Sabu matched up with AR Fox, a little bit of old and new. And then you got the other parts of the DUF, and that is Eric Cannon. And as Sammy put him, Stinky Pinky Sanchez. Then you got a part of Ronin and a part of Blood Warriors in Johnny Gargano versus Akira Tozawa. You also have a special challenge match with Rich Swann taking on John Davis. And much more to be announced. So, looking forward to that. Some big, big things going on over there. Another thing I'm looking forward to is the Indiana stuff that CCW is going to be doing with IPW that I hope to talk to Sammy about in a minute or so, but I will bring it up now anyway. And that is they have in November Insanity Pro Wrestling. I don't know if that's going to be his first match back or anything like that. However, Scotty Vortex will be taking on Drake Younger in a Fans Bring the Weapons cage match.
Wow. And
that will be in Insanity Pro Wrestling, Indiana, in November. I believe it's November 2nd. No. November 5th. And that will be also a CCW show that's going on that night, and that will be Sammy Callahan taking on DJ Hyde in the No Roll Barbed Wire death match. So, some pretty big things already announced way back here for way up in November, and I don't know, man. I hope it's going to be some really good shit. Sounds like some tremendous things they're lining up over there. And really, Insanity Pro Wrestling is really turning the corner. And it's crazy. Every time I hear someone mention them as an up-and-coming promotion, dude, they've been around for fucking 10 years. They just had their 10-year anniversary show. I'd punch somebody in the face if I ran a fucking show. If I ran a company for 10 years and people started calling me upcoming after that, I'd punch them in the fucking mouth. Like, I know you're trying to give me respect, but you're being a douche because we've been around for 10 years. A fucking decade in the business and we're up and coming. How about you fucking, you know what I mean?
And we're now in the archive mode.
You're in the archive, so I don't believe we can even take calls anymore, right?
I don't know. I think we could. I think we could because it's recording. I just don't think anybody can.
Well,
you can still, it's still recording, but,
well, I don't know. I'm going to give maybe another 10 minutes. We'll fucking bullshit. We'll do whatever. And then, we're going to have to call it a night because I really don't have shit left to talk about. I had some more to talk with Sammy about, but hey, work is work. You know, he had to go punch the clock, which, in wrestling, the clock means another dude, and you just got to go punch another dude for a while. And then, you know, make your money, do your thing. Can't hate on that. That's what it is. And, yeah, man. So, what else
do
we got? You got any random topics to throw around? Anything?
What are we going to talk about this PWI 500? Because I'm excited about it.
Well, oh, man. We will talk about the PWI 500. I finally wasted $10 on that. And, it's fucking horrible. And, we will be talking about that maybe next week or so. I'm looking on getting a special guest for next week as well. You know, after our guest, you know, we can run through the 500. It's just very upsetting to me. It bothers me quite a bit. People that drop and come up and da 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 da, and it's just, it's fucking awkward. It doesn't make any goddamn sense. It really doesn't. So, yeah, we'll pretty much be breaking down the reasons of why it doesn't make any goddamn sense. And, you know.
Like Carlito. Carlito in fucking 500. He didn't do shit.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. But,
yeah.
So, well, I don't know. I have no clue right now.
This Blog Talk will be fixed by next week. I don't know what happened this week. I don't understand it.
I hope so. I hate this fucking shit where we go off the fucking live feed in 2 hours. That shit's fucking highly annoying, so. I have no idea, man.
Don't know what's up with Blog Talk. I fucking pay for the product, and tonight there was no option of giving 3 hours. I want to check into that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what's going on.
Josh Silver. Well, I don't know who Josh Silver is, but, we'll have to figure
that
out.
Well, that's the one
that
Sammy was wrestling.
Yes, Josh Silver. That's his name.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. This whole fucking thing just screwed up on me.
What's going on with TNA? Is it over with?
TNA, I believe it's over with. I wish it was over with for good.
I wish
they
would just pack up the company and just,
Yeah, it might as well.
Send all their guys to the indies.
Yeah.
That way we can get guys like AJ Styles and Christopher Daniels and all those guys. We'll get those guys.
Well, I mean, a lot of people feel that way, that TNA actually hurts the indies, and I kind of agree because, you know, they tie people up in contracts and shit like that, and it puts people to the point where they, you know, they really don't have a lot of options.
Yeah, but in that same token, WWE fucking hurts the indies.
Well, of course, but WWE at least does something with the you know, the talent that they have. So, it's a big difference.
That's
a big difference.
And fucking Evolve hurt fucking the indies.
Huh?
I said, Fed's when Dragon Gate, Evolve, and Ring of Honor hurt the indies.
No, they're part of the Indies. What do you mean?
No, they suck in monopolization of the Indies. Once you develop contracts, you're not fucking Indies. Don't give me that shit. You're mainstream.
You say so, man. I don't really agree with that. I mean, just because they have contracts doesn't mean they're not part of the Indies anymore. I don't know.
Well, Indies is independent, and once you become have a contract, you're not independent anymore. You have a contract. You are a member of that roster, correct?
Yeah, to a certain extent, but it's not a... I don't know. It's really not...
You see where I'm coming from?
To a certain extent, yeah. To a certain extent, yeah, I do, but it's not really to that extent because they can work for other companies. So it's not really locking them up in a contract that they can't work for other companies. They just can't double book. Like, if we need you for this date, you can't work somewhere else for that date. But generally, they can work everywhere else. It's not like that WWE shit where you're not allowed to work anywhere else. So, I don't know.
Well, they have a fucking, you know, they're paying you that fucking... Honestly, if... If you're getting paid all that money, and a lot of those people are staying at home, you know, doing nothing, you know, but, you know, some of those people are sitting home for 2 months without having a match, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would go to an indie show to be in the WWE. Like, if they're in the WWE, I don't think anybody would do independent shows from WWE. Because then you risk getting hurt, you risk... You know,
I don't believe that. I think low card guys would definitely take another payday. I believe it. You know, your other people are just trying to get exposure and get a bunch of other people to support them to make WWE want to push them more. I think there's other guys that would risk that for sure. You know, I think fucking what's that asshole, the fucking woo woo guy, fucking that guy. Zack Ryder would work the shit out of indies just to try to get a fucking crowd behind him because he does all this fucking douchey YouTube videos to fucking try to get over and all of that. So
he's over as fuck, though, in the Fed.
Well, he's over with internet fans or something, but...
Smarks. He's over with the smarks.
I kind of class myself within those people somewhat because I do know the insides of wrestling and stuff like that.
He's over with the marks, then.
I mean, I don't even know what to classify the people that buy the internet videos. If you do a YouTube video and somebody's up on their fucking
Reggie.
On their toes, fucking clapping
Reggie.
Their fucking hands, screaming Hercules and shit like that, like that's the type of fucking people I'm talking about. But like, I know the insides of the business. I'm not saying I'm part of the business or any shit like that. I'm a fan like anybody else. However, you know, when it comes down to, you know, somebody putting out fucking tremendous amount of work and the crowd wasn't behind it or the angle wasn't right or the show wasn't booked right, I'm still able to give that guy credit for busting his fucking ass. And that's the difference between me and then that you're just casual fans just goes, I don't like the fact that this guy had to wrestle that guy and that's not right because... It's not right, man. He's the best. He's the best, and that's it. Like, no, but it's fucking different parts of wrestling. It's, you know, so I'm able to understand shit a little beyond that. You know, and again,
right.
I mean, I'm a fucking wrestling fan. That's as far as it goes. But I'm also 33, and I've been doing, you know, watching this and enjoying it for a long, long time. So I know a little bit more about the ins and outs and fucking, that's all. I'm no... bit of a superior fan to anybody else, but it's just
right.
Some, you know, that little kid, that teenager fan that's out there and just fucking, wow, I just like the way he fucking, his shirt is really purple. I'm going to go with that guy. That's, what? What are you talking
that's
about?
Funny.
That guy
that's
rules because he keeps winning. He wins all the time, so he must be the best. Like, well, what are you fucking, oh, shit. You know, just
so
lose my fucking.
You gotta step back and be like, okay, I'm talking to a kid, you know, not a fucking grown
man. Well, I'm not really.
Man.
talking to these people. I just hear them talk. And
right, no, but I'm saying,
them.
But when they talk to you.
Yeah, they don't talk to me. They just talk and I hear them. You see them online, all virgined up and fucking posting. You know,
yeah.
They have websites for that. It's ridiculous. Anyway, we're going to have to pull like a second segment with Sammy. We'll have him call in again like, you know, next week or the week after or something like that. You know, probably had another 15, 20 minutes to go with Sammy. I'm not gonna just babble on and hope he comes back later on. We might as well just wrap it up and all of that. And then, you know, next week, be another show, another day. Getting tired. I know I ain't got shit to talk about. I'm kind of blabbing on. I sure shit wouldn't listen to it if I was a fucking listener. So, anyway, big shout out to my man, Anthony Missionary Thomas, and my man, Joey Numbers over there. Check out the Wrestling Soup. That's my dude.
You have to mention the sign guy. You forgot to mention that.
The what?
The one that got in the car accident. The one that Joey Numbers.
Right. Big shout out to my man Quinn Kendall. He's a listener of the Wrestling Soup. He's actually, well, he's listened to us, so I could say that he's a listener of us. That's cool, but he's a young kid. Let me tell you the story real quick, and I should have got, again, I fucked tonight up severely.
Blog Talk fucked up tonight severely.
Nah, I blame myself. So anyway, this kid, man, 15 years old, he was going to a SmackDown taping. A SmackDown house show, I think it was. He lives out in Seattle. Fucking, his mom was driving to the show. They were at a stoplight. Fucking some shit happened. Drunk driving, fucking illegal immigrant plows into the fucking back of him, doing 60. Well, now this dude needs neck surgery, back surgery, all of that shit. His fucking high school career as a fucking wrestler and fucking all of that shit. He's a bigger kid. He was doing really good at that type of stuff and everything else. Might be completely over due to the fucking negligence of somebody else. And it's fucking terrible, man. It's fucking terrible. So big shout out to that dude. He's a good guy. You know, he was bringing fucking signs to fucking TNA and WWE. He was at SummerSlam and had a fucking sign that said Joey Numbers on it. And then Taz fucking caught fucking offense to that. You can go ahead and listen to Wrestling Soup and they'll give you all the details on that. You know, go back to their show. I think it was last week that said Tazgate. And you'll get the full story on that. Check them cats out. Highly entertaining show. They're actually going on right now. I'll probably finish doing this and go over there and listen to them. And, yeah, you can look up for possibly some inner workings between us. And, I mean, they're good guys. And they do a great fucking show. Check them out. No question. Wrestling-news.com. I think they have, like, a wrestlingsoup.com as well. Could be wrong. But, yeah, check them out. Beyond that, you got Real Side of Wrestling, which is realsidemedia.com or some shit like that. John Gray over there, he does his thing.
That's your boy.
Yeah, I mean, he does nothing but talk about Insanity Pro Wrestling because he works there as a ref and stuff. So that's cool. I support that company. They do great things. A lot of great talent has come out of there, like the Irish Airborne and, you know, Drake and them have been over there since they were teenagers. And, yeah, by all means, support everything that they're doing. And, yeah, John Gray brings on a tremendous amount of fucking, you know, guests. And he does a good thing over there. He tries to do a good thing over there. So check him out as well. So I think that's about all we got, right? Let me shout out this bitch-ass hurricane that's going to destroy my motherfucking life in a minute. Was it Irene?
Yeah.
Holla, Irene. You know what I mean? Fucking cunt. All right, so, is that all we got?
Yep.
All right, so, for Eric Williams, I am J-Cat Morris. Irene's a cunt. We'll check you motherfuckers out next week. Yakuza Kick Radio. If I still have a house, but I could probably call in from a remote fucking location with a shopping cart. And we'll check you out next week, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Where there will be no more Eastern, but it will be a standard time, and we will be broadcasting from that next Thursday, 9 p.m. Check us out, Yakuza Kick Radio.
This is my first attempt at a eHarmony video. I'm nervous, but I'm excited at the same time. So I'm just gonna start talking about what I like. I love cats. I love every kind of cat. I just wanna hug all of them, but I can't hug every cat. Can't hug every cat. So anyway, I am a cat lover and I love to run. I'm sorry I'm being a bad cat. I guess I really love a cat. I'm thinking about cats again and again and again and again and again. I think about how many don't have a home and how I should have some. I think about how cute they are and how they're cute and the whiskers and the nose. I just want some and I want some. And I want something about you and I want little both sides. I love cats. I love every kind of cat. I just wanna hug all of them, but I can't hug every cat. Can't hug every cat. So anyway, I am a cat lover and I love to run. I'm sorry I'm being a bad cat. I guess I really love all cats. But I can't hug every cat.
But you go to the back and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And it's Yakuza Kick Radio. And we're taking over.